This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. It seems like we just had this discussion about hockey in the Quad Cities here not too long ago, but almost as quickly as the owner of the Quad City Mallards announced he was ceasing operations at the end of the season, it turns out a new hockey team will take over next season. So a big announcement was made on that today, and I thought we'd talk about that with my friend Jay Kidwell, the sports director for WHBF Local 4 News and for KLJB Fox 18 News in the Quad Cities, who's on the line with me now. Jay, thanks for your time.
Will, it is always great to visit with you and to be on WGIL. Always a good time. And this is a much better conversation.
This is a much better conversation, but I'm going to start with the last thing I asked you the last time we talked. I distinctly remember saying when the Mallards were closing up, I asked you if the Phoenix was going to rise again, and you said you were pretty optimistic about that, and it turns out you were right.
Well, Scott Mullen, I have a lot of confidence in Scott Mullen, who's the director of the Tax Slayer Center. He is the man who made it happen yet again. He certainly has no interest in having that building being dark for many nights during the winter months. And his determination and his team to track down a good ownership group and get a hockey team back into Moline, I was fairly confident that he would make it happen. Whether we were going to go dark for a year or not, who knew? That was a possibility, but certainly better not to go dark, keep hockey going, and that's what happened today. So hats off to Scott Mullen and the folks at the Tax Slayer Center.
What specifically was announced? It's basically going to be a new hockey team in a different league, correct?
That is correct, Will. SPHL, the Southern Professional Hockey League. Our nearest competitor will be in Peoria, which is actually terrific to have a road game that's just an hour and a half away from Moline. So to have a rivalry building with Peoria will be terrific. Then there's another team in Evansville, Indiana, and then they start going further south than there. But we have two local co-owners, Ryan Mosley from Coal Valley and John Dawson from East Moline. Both of them have been hockey fans since the beginning back in the mid-90s, season ticket holders, love hockey. And they decided to, you know, try to check things out, and they connected the dots. And those two gentlemen, under some assistance with the Tax Slayer Center and Howard Cornfield, who was a prior owner, he's been on board as a consultant. So the combination has taken over. Ryan Mosley, John Dawson, though, co-owners of the new hockey team yet to be named.
What makes them think, Jay, that they can do it, given that the owner of the Mallards that ran the numbers and decided that it just wasn't working for him anymore?
I think the thing that we're going to get here is our last group, Jordan Melville, he's out of Vancouver, British Columbia, and he wasn't really on site a lot and just doing things from afar. And sometimes that works, sometimes it doesn't, and that may not, you know, and it certainly didn't work for him. But these guys are local. They are saying what they want to do is they want to make this team the community's team. They want to be active in the community. They want to assist charities. They want to assist things, needs that they find in the Quad City area. They really want the community to feel like this is their hockey team, having their team out and about at events and that type of thing. And I think that was one of the great things that the Mallards had back in the late 90s, that they were so active in the community. Fans really felt like they knew the guys, were friends with the guys, and it just really built up a very tight bond. And they were there. They were here back in the 90s. They know what happened then. So I think, you know, tough to put the genie back in the bottle, but they're at least going to try to really approach it in that direction.
The Peoria Rivermen sent out, I think, a tweet today congratulating and welcoming the Quad Cities to the SPHL. I think, having seen both Rivermen games and Mallards games in the past, I think there's a strong attachment, I think, to both by their respective fan bases, and kind of what you were alluding to earlier, when these two teams get together at some point in play, I think that might be pretty evident.
I think that's going to be, you know, great news for the Quad Cities today, no question about it. But I bet Peoria is probably second in line for being happy, because now suddenly they've got a opponent 90 minutes away or 90 miles away as opposed to, at best, Evansville, Indiana. So yeah. I'm sure the Rivermen are delighted with that situation. And Peoria will probably see a lot of fans from here go down there and probably vice versa. I think that's just going to be a fantastic opportunity for hockey fans here and in Peoria. It's going to be it's going to be some exciting stuff, and they will play 56 games. We got 28 home games, and I would guess out of the 28 home games, I bet 14 of them will be with Peoria. I mean, it's going to be—it could even be more. Obviously, the schedule's not done, and I'm just sort of guessing here, but I would say a good majority will be with Peoria for obvious reasons, travel.
Attendance at times at the Taxpayer Center for Mallards games, I think the last couple of years, has either been really good or maybe not as good as some would like. Do we expect attendance to be better now that a new team will be in place, or is it too soon to tell?
Too soon to tell, but I really hope for all the hockey fans. You know, we've gone down this road a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And I was talking with Howard Kornfield, who ran the show back in the late 90s. He's like, you know, it's time for hockey fans in this area to, you know, really, you know, show that you love this sport, because if somehow it doesn't work this time, there may not be another opportunity. And these guys, John Dawson, Ryan Mosley, who have gone to great lengths to make this happen, you know, support these guys who are in turn trying to support the community. I really hope that word gets out and people will say, you know what, let's get behind it. It's a smaller schedule, so it's only 28 home games a year. So it won't be quite as long, so the season won't be as long. So hopefully, you know, they're hoping 4,000 or 5,000 that they can get on a regular basis. And if they start doing those community things, being more active out there and trying to somewhat bring back the formula that was successful in the late 90s, why not be optimistic? I will hope for good things.
The other occupant these days of the Taxpayer Center, the Quad City Steam Wheelers Arena football team, is in its first season. I'm curious, Jay, as it seems like, at least when I've watched your sports at 10 o'clock on Local 4, that attendance, at least for the home games, the few home games there've been so far, hasn't been too bad.
Well, you're right on the nose, and we appreciate you being with us at Local 4.
That's what I do.
The attendance has been really good. I mean, they've done a nice job. Steam Wheelers have been very successful. They've got one home game left coming up on June 9th, but they are in the playoffs. They've got a couple of road games coming up, so that'll sort of depend on whether we get a home playoff game or not. But, no, I think they have been fairly pleased. I mean, I know that they're always looking for a little bit more, but I think on, you know, for the most part, their first season, I would say, has been pretty darn successful, and the fans are just absolutely into it. I mean, it's fun to see. It's a different dynamic. I mean, because there's only, you know, a handful of games, six home games a year.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's an event. I mean, it's, you know, love the River Bandits, love all of our teams, but, you know, that's, you know, you've got 70 games a year there. You know, this is six games a year, so it really jacks up for those evenings.
Will the lower game, the lower number of games on the schedule, home games, that is, do you think that'll play a factor into the new hockey team at all? Will that do anything in terms of fan interest? I worry that maybe this might not be as much of a positive as you might want.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting because it's definitely going to be the shortest season, shortest hockey season that we've ever had here. There's no question. But, I mean, you know, time will tell. The flip side is there's a lot of times people think, like the ECHL right now, they are still in the conference semifinals, well, the Western Conference, Fort Wayne and Colorado. They're going to play Game 7 tonight, and then they will go to the ECHL finals. Obviously, the NHL is almost there. We've got a Game 7 tonight with Washington and Tampa. But some people think, you know, by the end of May, going into June, hockey should be done. So the flip side is the SPHL will be long done before we get to Memorial Day weekend.
There you go.
So maybe, you know, just a shorter time. But, you know, here we go. It's hockey season. And, you know, make the most out of those 28 dates. And we'll see where it goes. But, you know, again, to have two local gentlemen step up and make this happen, you know, I root for our folks. I root for everybody in our community. There's mm-hmm. no reason not to. You know, I'm a Quad City cheerleader. Why not? I mean, this is where I live. I want good things to happen here. And for Mr. Mosley, Mr. Dawson to step up and make this happen and allow hockey to continue here, I tip my hat to them. And I hope they're successful, and I hope the fans realize that, you know, again, as much as I was optimistic a couple months ago and it came true, you certainly don't want to go down that road too many times, because one of those days it's not going to come back.
In just a few seconds I have left, Jay, do we know when we might find out what the name of the team's going to be?
I asked about that. No timetable right now. They actually have a contest. It's on the SPHL.com. You can see that on their homepage. There's a naming contest for the new Quad Cities franchise. But no timetable was given.
All right. Jay Kidwell, sports director for Local 4 News at WHBF and for KLJB Fox 18 News on at 5, 6, 9, 10, sometimes later. You're almost all over the clock, Jay, is what I'm trying to say.
And the morning show, too.
Right, exactly. That's right. Jay, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Will, great to be with you. Have a great evening.
We'll check more sports with Cameron next on Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL.